It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each Thursday, we talk Michigan politics with Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Well, the Michigan legislature is on recess until the first week of December, and this feels like a more subdued legislative session compared to last year. Susan, what has the legislature gotten checked off so far?
Well, one of the biggest things that they've done is they did do the Medicaid expansion, which was a priority of Governor Snyder's. It's part of the Affordable Care Act. But that was a long battle. So other than that and the budget, there haven't been too many high-profile issues that the legislature has taken on this time.
Ken, what outstanding issues might we see the legislature try to address before the end of the year?
Well, I think there are three issues that potentially we'll see some action on. One, they keep talking about changing Michigan's auto insurance system. And you have the Senate recently passed, now in the House, this issue of whether or not there's going to be disclosure of issue advocacy ads. The Senate basically has prohibited the disclosure of the names of donors. And you have the kind of ongoing battle of trying to implement the voter-initiated medical marijuana law that the Senate has passed some legislation on. But I would point out that I thought 2012, last year, was kind of quiet up to December when Right to Work got sprung on everybody. So, you know, there's potential for this legislature and a governor to do something that none of us are anticipating in the next few weeks.
Like what, Ken?
Well, I don't know what it would be, but, I mean, it's, you know, if we were when we were talking a year ago at this point, unless I'm mistaken, I don't think any of us said, boy, they're going to pass Right to Work legislation. So, you know, they might be thinking of something that really isn't on anybody's radar screen. December sessions are an opportunity to bring things to the floor in the House and the Senate very, very quickly that haven't been anticipated.
Susan, do you see that happening? Do you see the potential for unexpected legislation to pop up?
Well, we've had a couple examples. I think moving the Court of Claims from Ingham County with this Right to Work committee that was formed in the Senate and the campaign finance reform, none of those things were really on the radar. So, you know, there is the potential for other issues to come out. But next year, in 2014, it will be another lame duck session. And especially if Republicans might lose control of a chamber or lose membership, I would think that that would be more of the time to get some of the perhaps more partisan measures passed.
Ken, Governor Snyder is heading into a reelection year, as we've said. Are there any items or a particular item he really needs to get movement on to strengthen his bid for a second term?
I think he should focus on education funding. The polling that's been done of recently indicates that the two issues that seem to be resonating with voters that Democrats are going to press are funding for education and the pension tax. He's not about to change course on the pension tax, but education funding is something he could do something about. He could propose a fairly significant increase in the foundation grant that goes down to every school district in the state in the next budget. So I really think from a political standpoint, that's something that we might see and that he ought to be focusing on.
I do think that Ken is right, that education funding is important. What I would see from Governor Snyder is that he may offer more for schools next year, providing that we've got money available in the budget, but it will be tied to those metrics that he likes. He's not just going to add to the per pupil allowance like has been done in the past. Schools will have to agree to bid out services and to meet certain educational, you know, choice requirements so that they do receive that extra money. But certainly I think that that would be a popular idea for him to latch onto.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, have a great holiday. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you.